Crypto's Fair Shake PAC spends $12 to win Alabama's GOP Senate primary Fair Shake. The crypto industry's flagship Super PAC spent more than $12 million to carry Representative Barry Moore through Alabama's Republican Senate runoff, where he won 56% of the vote on Tuesday. The figure is the largest amount crypto money has put behind a single congressional race in the 2026 midterm cycle, according to CoinDesk's reporting on the result. Moore, a sitting U.S. House member and Trump loyalist with a clean voting record on crypto bills, beat former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson for the nomination. In a state where Republicans dominate statewide races, he is favored to win the seat outright in November. For the industry's biggest political vehicle, that puts another reliable vote within reach of the Senate. A record bet on a single seat, the $12 million plus behind Moore, came primarily from Fair Shake, with additional support from a group called Fellowship PC. Fair Shake was founded and funded by Coinbase, A16Z's Crypto, and Ripple, three of the deepest pocketed names in the sector, and it has spent the past two cycles turning industry cash into electoral results. A spokesman framed the Alabama win as a deliberate flex. Our biggest spend of the cycle yielded yet another pro-innovation champion in the Senate, the spokesman said, adding that the PAC has nearly $150 million cash on hand and is ready to continue driving the construction of the largest pro-crypto caucus in history. The war chest backs that up. FEC filings showed Fairshake holding $164 million at the end of April, down from the $193 million it started the 2026 cycle with. Even after the Alabama outlay and smaller bets elsewhere, including $735,000 behind Kevin Hearn in Oklahoma, the PAC has more money on hand than most candidates will see in a lifetime. 11 primaries, 11 wins, Alabama extends a streak. Fairshake has now gone 11 for 11 in the primaries it has contested this cycle, a hit rate that explains why both parties treat its endorsement as a force rather than a footnote. The model is straightforward. Identify a race, flood it with advertising, and back the candidate most likely to vote the industry's way once seated. The strategy is not flawless. In Illinois, Fairshake spent over $10 million against Juliana Stratton, who won anyway, a reminder that even nine-figure reserves cannot buy every outcome. But a single loss against a double-digit primary record is the kind of ratio any political operation would take. For an industry that spent years on the defensive against U.S. regulators, the shift is stark. The same companies that once fought enforcement actions in court are now shaping who gets to write the laws those agencies enforce. The legislative stakes behind the spend money on this scale is not an end in itself. It is aimed at the slow-moving fight over how the United States will regulate digital assets. The Genius Act, which sets the framework for stablecoin issuers, and the Clarity Act, which would divide oversight of crypto markets between the SEC and CFTC, both depend on a Senate willing to move them. Each additional pro-crypto vote changes the math. That is the practical reason a comparison site cares about a primary in Alabama. The rules of future Senate rights for stablecoins, exchanges, and custody flow downstream into the products American users can actually touch. Stablecoin legislation governs the dollar tokens that settle most crypto card transactions. Market structure rules decide which exchanges and issuers can operate onshore. Regulatory direction in the United States has long been the single biggest variable in which cards, on-ramps, and yield products are available to people living there. Political spending becomes routine. Two cycles ago, a crypto passee spending eight figures on one Senate seat would have been a story about novelty. Now it reads as procedure. Fairshake's $150 million plus in reserves, paired with an 11 for 11 primary record, signals that industry money has become a standing feature of U.S. elections rather than a one-off experiment. The open question is durability. Reserves get spent, narratives shift, and a single high-profile loss can dent the aura of inevitability that PACs trade on. The Illinois result shows the limit exists. For now, though, the pattern holds. When Fairshake commits at full weight, as it did in Alabama, its candidate tends to be the one giving the victory speech.